This is Danielle Yawovietska with the BBC News. Hello. Israel's intense bombardment of northern Gaza has continued, with heavy fighting and shelling taking place near a key hospital in Gaza City. Rushdie Abu-Alouf has the details.
Tonight, Israel is pushing hard towards the hospital itself. Huge smoke and dust, like, affecting the people inside, about 14,000 people trapped inside the hospital. They are taking the hospital as a refuge, fleeing from the shelling. The director of the hospital said that they have received 4 calls from the Israeli army asking the people inside the hospital to leave. 100 patients, 8 of them were in the intensive care unit. They said it's almost impossible to leave the hospital.
President Biden has told Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu that the flow of aid into Gaza needs to be considerably increased. The US leader and his Egyptian counterpart, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, have agreed to accelerate assistance for the territory. Paul Adams has this assessment.
Normally, they would expect hundreds of trucks to pass every day. And since the start of this, first of all, we had a couple of weeks with no aid going in at all. And then since then, 10, 15, 20 trucks a day, not much more than 100 in total so far. So an absolutely tiny proportion of what is needed, not enough to address what has become a really mounting and serious humanitarian crisis, you know, where we've seen people breaking into UN warehouses trying to find what food they can, and a kind of breaking down of law and order.
Israel has urged Russia to protect Jews after a mob in the Republic of Dagestan stormed an airport where a flight had reportedly landed from Tel Aviv. There are reports that about 20 people were injured during the incident, including one who may have been a passenger on the plane. The main religious leader in the region, Sheikh Ahmad Efendi, has appealed for calm.
With respect to today's actions, of course I sincerely say you are mistaken. We understand your indignation, but all the same, the plane flies here from Israel with Israelis, and there is no way to close this route. You will not ban it with these actions. We will talk with the relevant people and will continue to try to resolve the issue differently, not with emotions, not with rallies, but in an appropriate way.
The Jordanian military says it has asked the United States to send air defence systems to bolster its border defences as tensions rise in the Middle East. The staunch US ally has previously warned there could be an explosion of violence in the region if the conflict isn't resolved. World News from the BBC. Mexico says it has managed to evacuate 12,500 tourists who'd been stranded in the coastal city of Acapulco since it was hit by Hurricane Otis on Wednesday. 43 people are now known to have died and 36 others are missing. Otis was the most powerful hurricane ever on Mexico's Pacific coast. More than 200,000 buildings have been damaged. More than 120 soldiers have been looking for the father of the Colombia and Liverpool footballer Luis Diaz, who was abducted on Saturday. They've been searching around his hometown of Barrancas in northern Colombia. Leonardo Rocha has more details.
They were taken by people who came on motorbikes and made them enter a vehicle. And soon after, the mother was released. I think it's an abduction for ransom. It's nothing political from what it's being said. And I think what the kidnappers realize is that if they took the father or the mother anyway, if they were going to get any ransom, it wouldn't matter if they took one or two people. So she was released, and the father of Luis Diaz, who is also called Luis Diaz, is missing.
A match between two of France's top football teams, Olympique Marseille and Lyon, has been cancelled because of an attack on the Lyon squad bus. Rocks were thrown at the vehicle, leaving Lyon's manager with a bloodied face. The team had been travelling through the streets of Marseille towards the stadium. Turkey has been marking 100 years since the foundation of its modern republic. The president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said his country was in safe hands and would stand up to what he called imperialist forces. He laid a flower at the tomb of Kemal Atatürk, the founder of today's Turkish state. Atatürk's dedication to a secular society is at odds with Mr. Erdogan's attempts to put Islam at the centre of public life. And that's the latest BBC World News.